because there's no other choice. But not just for low starting length, for the whole squad. I said, you know, we're now about to come into what's one of the most important parts of the season. And I said it all along, you know, we're probably in the most hectic part of the season, just about to come. And we just spoke about it this morning, the availability of the squad, the readiness of the squad is going to be massive for us, you know, and each one of those players are going to contribute as they have done already this season. So they have to be ready. And we have no other choice. You know, we work hard, we concentrate on what we're doing, we deal with any setbacks that we may have, if it's suspensions or it may be a niggle or an injury. We have to deal with that as part of football. The key is the squad is ready, you know, as ready as possible. We prepare them as well as possible and then send them out onto the pitch. And of course, keeping your most important players fit and available, and it's hugely important, but the rest of the squad are making sure that they're ready as well, and they're going to be needed in this period.
Is this the reason perhaps people have to temper expectation a little bit? Is those things, not knowing what's going to happen with the FFP and all that sort of, people have to temper their expectations?
I do. I think that's just being realistic. That's not dampening it, it's just being realistic.
It's not a negative thing,
no,
is it?
No, it's not negative at all. Yeah. Like, we're going to fight as hard as we can, you know, for as best as we can, and that will continue up to the very last game of the season. And and in this league, it's unpredictable. You don't know what's... I said it last night. You know, we don't know what the future is. And we want it to be successful. We're going to fight for that. But I think the realistic side of us is, you know, you have to understand all those things, you know, and understand what this squad's facing and what we've tried to do under those circumstances. And as I said, you know, progression in our eyes and what we set out to do at the start of the season was to make sure that we finished in a much more comfortable position than what's been happening, you know, throughout the last 5 years, fighting relegation on the last day. And if we achieve that, it's a massive achievement in itself. That shows, because that shows what we set out to do, which is progression. So that's all we're focused on. But if I'm honest with you, it's game by game, day by day, and that's all that matters.
I was going to say, it's an old cliche, but you do take it one game at a time.
Yeah, we have to, you know, especially in these circumstances, we have to, and try and put our maximum on the pitch every single time. And at this moment, that seems to be working for us, and we have to continue in that way.
Bristol City, tell us about what you know about them, what your report's telling you, and what sort of game you're expecting.
Well, now you know who we're playing after last night. Now, look, they've probably had a little bit of an inconsistent season so far. You know, they've had some really good games and results, and a couple of indifferent results. So maybe the consistency hasn't been where they probably expect, and especially at the club, you know, where they've had a manager and a group of players that work with each other for a long time, there's probably a higher expectation than what they're doing right now. But what they will be is a dangerous team again. There's no easy game in the Championship. So, but we feel that we're at St Andrews. We know our record there. We're proud of that. That gives us confidence when we go there to try and continue that run and fight hard for it, you know. And any team that comes to St Andrews this season, we want to make sure that they come off the pitch knowing that they've been in for a test. And Bristol will provide that. Every Championship game we've had has provided that. So where we're at with them, it can change any given weekend, you know. Mm-hmm. Bottom versus top versus whatever, it matters, you know. But I'm sure they'll be a little bit disappointed with their season so far in terms of, you know, what's expected of them and where they should be. But that's not our business. Our business is to prepare for the best Bristol City team and put our best on the pitch.
We often talk about the opposition, you know, how tough they're going to be. But I would imagine Bristol will be saying, these lot are unbeaten at home for such a long time, we've got a tough day.
Yeah, I hope so. We want to give every team a tough test, you know, as well as they want to give us a tough test. And, you know, a lot of these games come down to fine margins, you know, and I think it's going to be a difficult game. I think it's going to be quite a close game. But as I said, you know, we're at home, we're at St Andrews. We know what the atmosphere is like there. We know the record there, and we want to use that to our best effect and make sure that every team that comes off that pitch, opposition team at St Andrews, knows they've been in a proper game. So that's our aim again this weekend.
You've talked about the fans for a long time now this season, but the opportunity to hear what your coaching staff say as well, they all seem to have have engaged with the fans, you know. And James has been at big clubs, played for England. Mm. Even he was surprised at how volatile it can be here, you know, when they get behind the team.
Yeah, and I think maybe, you know, like myself and James, Daryl, mm-hmm. that had a, you know, we played in England, you know, our whole careers, and and we've all played at St Andrews, and I think I mentioned it at the start, I remember playing at St Andrews in a game where the atmosphere was electric, you know, and it was hostile, and it was difficult. It was a difficult place to play in, and we talked about that when we came in the season. If we can get that type of atmosphere going at St Andrews, that just is such a benefit for the home team and for the players, and we've done really well with it. Our fans have been tremendous. I think Pep set them a challenge last night.
He did,
You know, for those first 10-15 minutes, we talked about it after the last couple of games. Those first 10-15 minutes, I think, and quite rightly so, our fans look a little bit to the team to give them something first before they get going. I think what Pep and what we all agree with is like to set the fans a challenge. You know, is can they be the ones that get the team going as well, or can we do it all together at the same time? You know, so those first 10-15 minutes when that whistle goes, can our fans, let's hear them and let's see that atmosphere from the start, you know, and can they do it non-stop for that first 10-15 minutes, because I think that will help us, you know, in the start of games and continue and push the team on. So I know our fans like a challenge, so yeah, that's one of them that we like to send out to them,
and they do make a difference.
100%. I cannot tell you that a lot of the talk after games when we're back in the change rooms is about the atmosphere that we just played in, home and away as well, about what we just witnessed or what we just been experienced. And I think if we can just enhance that even more, like I said, the start of the games, you know what I mean, if we can not hear the away fans and all we hear is our home fans, and this, you know, that keep right on anthem is a huge one for our players. So that's the challenge we set down to them, and I'm sure they'll rise to it because our fans love a challenge.